Everything's running smoothly.
How you doing, Pete? How you doing, man? All right, y'all. My name is Hartzell. Pete, across the phone line, this your Kansas City Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
V.
V, 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 V. Peter V. Swain, the V stands for... Peter V. Swain, it's very nice to see you, buddy. Very nice to see you on this happy Monday. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be at Kansas City and Monday, March 23.
Hey, hold on. You're at house, right? You're at the house?
Yeah.
It's just you?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, then bring me off something, man. Give me a little something. Get a little fired up. It's your Kansas City Morning Show, baby! How's that?
A high of 56, low of 45 today.
Nothing, still nothing.
City.
Still nothing.
AM clouds, PM sun, which, again, I see this forecast from time to time when it says sun in the PM. Just makes less and less sense to me. You got a little bit of rain on Tuesday, high of 53, low of 43. If you want your real feel as you're waking up, it is in the low 40s, and then it should approach the 50-ish range by 2 p.m. Central Time, but you shouldn't know anything about that because you should be in your house.
Man, I thought I was going to get something out of you. I was trying to bring some heat. You sound like you just woke up, man. It's like you didn't have to go very far. You rolled out of bed.
Four steps to the microphone, so that's where we're at right now.
So where are you at now as far as steps for the week? I mean, I guess the week did just start. How are you doing from last week? How's the steps from last week to today?
It's just like 4 to 8 a day. So you multiply that by the number of days.
I didn't know it was possible to be actually taking negative amounts of steps in one day, but I guess it's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when they say stay in your house and don't move, I listen. And that's what it's been the past couple days. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm doing all right. Trying to adjust. I'm not adjusting anything. I don't do anything on the weekends, so this is just par for the course for me. I'm just trying to pretend like I had stuff to do. I didn't. I never did. It's a nice feeling as someone who suffers from severe FOMO, fear of missing out. That's always something I deal with. It feels nice to know that I'm not missing on anything. Does that make me a bad person? Am I selfish? Because I feel like I'm thriving right now.
It's funny. I was texting with friends over the weekend, and it's a little surreal because you start to think about what you would be doing had the coronavirus stuff not happened. And this week, it would have been Wiki Weekend. It would have been just your schedule planned by the NCAA tournament.
That's right.
How crazy it would have been. You would have been out with friends at people's houses with nachos and wings, watching these games, filling out your brackets, and instead it was none of that. It was watching a lot of the news, at least for me, and figuring out, okay, what's really happening here?
Well, what are we going to put together, man? Because I saw everybody's doing their own, like, fictional March sadness bracket, because everybody's super depressed. So we got to put something together. We got to do, like, a KC Morning Show something, like a KC bracket, maybe best... Well, I always hate saying best barbecue because that's how people get cut. But maybe something, maybe not so big. What can we do? We got to do something that can get us going. Because clearly, you're a sports guy. You work in sports. You need this. I need this. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Let's think about it.
We should do something, right? We got to do something.
We're going against the grain, right, by doing this podcast all together. I don't know if we need to be following suit with everyone on the planet doing their own bracket. Maybe we think about something else for March.
What are you talking about? No. Have you looked around the entertainment bubble right now? Everyone's fishing for ideas, man. Let's just listen. Let's find somebody who figures this thing out, who gets all the ratings, and we'll just copy what they're doing.
That's exactly what you did when you stole my WrestleMania Tampa line last week. I thrive on creativity.
Move on, man.
You just look for someone.
Let it go.
To make an idea and to take it. No, let's be original here on the KC Morning Show.
What happened? What happened was we were having a conversation and we're funny people. And I made a joke
that
was pretty funny.
All of a sudden, it's on your Instagram.
No, because I said it. It was an original thought.
You don't see me posting shirtless selfies from the same mirror every day because that's your idea.
That's because we can't. I'm not going to do that. That's because we've been quarantined. That's why. If you could, you would.
Speaking of quarantine, I helped out locally. I ordered Q39 curbside this weekend. They didn't even let me in the building. You have to basically drive up and they go in and get it for you. Again, another aspect of this, but wanted a little change of pace from the groceries. Got myself a Mr. Burns, didn't need, as I take 8 steps a day, but it was delicious. And I'm happy that I went. And there's a lot of restaurants, if you're in the KC Metro, and I believe even otherwise, where you can order something online, and you walk up, and you pick it up, and it gives a little change of pace, and you continue to support these restaurants who I imagine are taking just like a massive hit.
Absolutely.
Right now.
We got so many friends. If not you and me, I know people who listen to this show have, I'm sure, tons of friends who've been affected by all of this craziness. So, yeah, like Pete said, if you get a chance to go out and support your friends, check up on your homies, love up on your folks, you should definitely do that. But I will say, I think it is kind of funny how, you know, we're basically like we are doing such the least around here. Like as humans, we really want to pat ourselves on the backs. Like we are excellent people because we went and bought booze from the curb. Mm-hmm. America. We're doing what we can. We're doing our part.
Booze from the curb. Yeah, I know what you mean. There is a sense of I saw it on Twitter. I think it was last night or a few days ago, whatever. Drinking alone last weekend, you're depressed and you might need to see some help. Whereas now it's like hero saving Nana.
Yes. Yes. I'm saving Nana by buying all of the all the booze at cost. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I know a lot of people are turning to Netflix right now, and I have a recommendation for you.
Okay, because I was going to – I see you put a show on this show sheet that you wanted to talk about, and we know we talked –
Right, you notice I didn't put the name of the show, so you could be surprised. It could be a natural
– Because I like to follow the rules of how we set things up. You know, if I want to say, hey, Pete, let's do a surprise, I don't look at the surprise before we hit record, clown.
Listen, so I'm hungry. I'm hungry for content.
He's a hungry man.
And I'll take a peek when I need to. But I finished The Outsider on HBO.
How was it? That's the Stephen King one, right?
Yeah, I was scared. it was good.
Okay.
What was bad about it is it wasn't one of these one season, one hit wonders. It does leave room for a second season, which means I'm going to be scared for minimum another 10 episodes whenever that comes out.
Okay, because that's a new Stephen King.
Yeah, but now I'm on to a new show. And I'll be honest, it's a little unique,
okay,
but it's one of the most addictive shows I've ever watched. It is called Money Heist on Netflix.
Mi sono alzato, bella ciao, bella ciao. Mattina, mi sono alzato.
Well, you know, usually we talk to Sean Edwards, our Fox 4 film critic, on Fridays, but let's talk to Pete Sween right now. Peter TV Sween, tell me about this money heist.
You only need about 2 episodes to be locked in.
Okay.
It is a Spanish show called La Casa de Papel, and what you need is the English, what is it, subtitles.
There
that's the word.
There you go.
English subtitles. So they have an option where you could dub over English over the Spanish-speaking mouths.
Okay.
But I find it better for them to just speak their Spanish and you to read along underneath if you don't know Spanish. And I think a lot of us do know a few words, so it's not like you can't ever understand anything. And a lot of the words, too, I mean, the Spanish word is very similar to English. Anyway.
This guy over here.
You're locked in. I mean, I am locked in. Every episode, it makes you want to watch the next one. I think they run about 40, 41 minutes long, and there's about 3 seasons. I'm only halfway through. I am so addicted. I can't stop watching. And the show is based in Spain. I've never had a show like this where it was based in another country, and I was just so into it.
Is it something that you're actually into, or has push come to shove? Like, you've now hit day, like, 9 of the quarantine. You just need something to watch. Are you out of other things, or do you actually enjoy this?
No, I have a couple shows, like, it's still in the back of my mind that I've never watched that I know everyone has loved that I want to catch up with, where, like, The Wire is one. I do want to go back and watch The Sopranos is another show. So there's other options. Veep. I want to go and watch maybe Parks and Rec.
You have got to watch Veep. You have not seen Veep?
Someone told me that
It's probably me.
It was funnier pre-Trump because it felt a little more outrageous, the things that she was doing.
Yeah, some of the storylines became real, which is crazy. But I say this, and we'll move on from Veep, although I don't want to. Anytime I get a chance to plug Veep, I always do. If you're watching that show, no matter what year, it's the funniest thing on TV. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is the best in that show. I love Elaine, but she is.
It's been hard for the Seinfeld people. Selina Meyer. It's been hard for the Seinfeld people to move on from that show. So
except for her, maybe Elaine. I think she's probably done the best, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to listen. Jason was he was the hunchback in Notre Dame. So I mean, it's hard to top that. But Veep does give it a run for its money. I will say that.
Well, anyway, if you're looking for a brand new show, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this anywhere else. Money Heist, mm-hmm. La Casa de Papel in Spain. Just what wonderful program. It's drama. It's about a heist, obviously. They try to steal money. It's great.
Well, if you want to know what I was watching, like you're trying to plug new things, something that's out of the box for you. I ran out of material, so I went back to Overreliable. We watched a lot of wrestling this weekend. Watched a lot of wrestling. Went to the Royal Rumble. The year was 2000. The month was, I think, January of 2000? The Rock won his first Royal Rumble.
And The Rock will now go to WrestleMania to meet the WWE Champion.
It was excellent. Anyway, you know,
so now that we've lost,
we are who we are now.
Now that we've lost half our listeners, for the other half, let's probably get to some news.
I just want an excuse to play The Rock song, man. Just give me that. In these trying times, can you give me a small victory, please?
Yeah, The Rock song is electric. I will say that.
Well, how about, you know what? What a hell of a transition this is about to be. If you're some... You
want what the news is cooking? Is that what you're looking
for?
Yeah,
that's what I was going for, yeah.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
All right, here we go. I got a room by myself, so I'll do this real quick. Ain't nobody else here. Let's start down low. That was a good one.
It was on the ground, and it felt like it hit the ceiling. Good on you for that.
I am out of breath. What are the symptoms for corona? Because that was a lot. Took a lot out of me, Pete. But you know what? You sacrificed for the news. This, your news, your KC Morning Show. The reviews are in, Pete. I'm not sure if you got any reviews from your freestyle on Friday. Because y'all know on Fridays... Peter F. Sween, the F stands for Freestyle Friday. He freestyles this intro of the news, gives you a fire mixtape preview on SoundCloud. You know, we're doing this thing remotely, so Pete can't hear the background noises. He had to do it all top of his head. It was okay. It was just okay. I expect better this week.
Great. By now we're approaching show 50, so I do have the sound of the news beat in my head, and so yeah, I dug deep and did it for the people listening, and so you're welcome for that.
The pleasure was all mine.
I look forward to doing another one on Friday here.
Let's do the news. My name's Hartzell. If you have not gotten a chance yet, you have a promo code if you're interested. If you're a fan, a connoisseur, Charlie Hustle, who want to support local. KCMS what, Pete?
20. It gives you 20% off Charlie Hustle. Typically, we'll give you that code on Fridays, but what's wrong with a little free advertising right now?
I just feel like everyone's at home, and we're trying to find ways to support local, and you know Charlie Hustle does the damn thing. So yeah, why not? KCMS 20, 20% off at Charlie Hustle. And with that, we'll do the news. Big news, all the news, the only news worth talking about, and you know where we're going with this, corona related. COVID and chill took a stay at home turn on Saturday. Because we're staying at home, y'all.
The Kansas City Metro will soon be under stay-at-home orders due to the coronavirus. The order will require residents in Kansas City, Jackson County, Missouri, Johnson County, Kansas, and Wyandotte County to stay at home when possible starting Tuesday morning.
Essentially, they're telling people if you don't have to go out and you don't need to be working, to stay home.
There is no reason to go out and run on all the grocery stores, to hoard toilet paper, to do any of that type of activity. Our supply chains are good in this country. Our supply chains continue to be good. You can continue to go to the grocery store. You can continue to take care of necessities.
So at a press conference inside of Union Station on Saturday, you may have saw it on Facebook or it was streaming on Twitter and all that good stuff. Representatives from Jackson, Johnson, Wyandotte counties reinforced the need to stay at home. The order goes into effect 12:01 a.m. Tuesday and lasts at least until April 24th. Where were you when you got the call? Because like I said, we saw it was coming, Pete, but it's still jarring when you get that alert or you get that text from mom and she says, hey, I guess it's just you and me for a while. What was that like?
Yeah, I get these alerts on 41 Action News, and I would highly recommend that. It keeps me more in the loop than I ever have been in Kansas City. I've had the app for about like 6-7 months now, and yeah, let me know at the press conference, and I was able to watch some of it. And it's just Kansas City following suit. And I don't want to necessarily, like, I guess they do deserve credit for being ahead of the curve, but it's been a great benefit to be so inland in America. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could be in a better location because of just how far in the middle from California right. and New York it is. Because if you look at California and New York, it's almost gotten out of hand so quickly. They should have acted a lot sooner. And so Kansas City was afforded the time to learn from something like that. And rather letting coronavirus attack you, this almost is a measure to go on the offensive.
This stay-at-home order puts a halt to our bustling metro. You must stay inside at home unless you must go out for essential needs, like going to the grocery store or doctor's office. Only essential businesses can stay open. The goal here is to slow the spread of the virus.
Part of the urgency of this stay-at-home order is that without the ability to do testing widely across the population and test absolutely everyone that has symptoms, we need to reduce the spread this way because it's unlikely we'll be able to test everybody and know who has it and who doesn't.
Might I also suggest to you, friends, you know, if you want some words of wisdom or just want to, you know, hear some thoughts from our mayor. You know, we talked to Mayor Quentin Lucas on this show Friday. This is past Friday on your KC Morning Show. I thought it was a pretty decent little interview, if I may say so. I know I conducted it, so I sound like an asshole right now, but I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
Shout out to that girl on Twitter who very correctly noted, I might add, that it sounds like Hartsville has a crush on the mayor.
Okay, listen. I got like 4 or 5 people that hit me up about that. No, I think that
it does feel like the mark, we might have a connection.
No. The mark of a good interview is to make the vibe of the room feel like you're just two homies kicking it at a bar. And I think
that's right.
Even in these trying times and over a phone, which by the way makes interviews much tougher, by the way, I think that we nailed it. I thought that this show is such a welcoming environment that the mayor was willing to be open and honest. If anything, man, I deserve an award for that. In fact, I'm going to send that interview to a thing. I'm going to send that to some high school awards or something. I don't know.
It was an honor to be a fly on the wall just hearing that electric connection that you guys had. What I will say about this,
you're just
is
jealous. You're just jealous because I texted the mayor and it worked.
I've been tuned in New York. If you know and listen and follow my stuff, my family lives in New York, so I'm still plugged in there too. What's been interesting to me, the governor of New York this year, or this weekend, I should say, he mentioned that this could be a 7, 8, or 9 month thing, which has kind of made its way across the nation. And I think is very real because, you know, from a sports aspect, and we'll get into that a little bit later. I do have a sports for you today, but from a sports aspect, we don't know when anything's going to resume. And I just, because the timetable is so unknown, it's a matter of as soon as the United States can grasp, okay, stay home. And we're not talking about a couple days or a week, like 4 weeks on end, and buck the trend, buck the curve has become a hot phrase. But once that happens, then you can start to maybe figure out, okay,
When are we looking for things to get back to normal? You know, already one of the quotes that we pulled from the mayor on Friday, we put on our Instagram, was he hopes that it's normal during the summer. It feels ambitious right now based upon the rest of the country, but at the same time, maybe that is possible if everyone just can come together and actually stay home.
I was going to ask you, man, I feel like I have been stepping all over this lead because, yeah, you got the folks and the family still in New York, man. How's everybody doing?
It's good. It's weird. New York's been hit really hard. And I saw a stat, I think it was Sunday. I don't know if this is still ongoing, but they were losing a person an hour at a certain point just because New York is so populated. It's scary right now.
Is Mama Sween okay? How is Mama Sween? I have but one question. That is my only question.
I've joked with her because we were talking about TV shows before. I've joked before that, you know, the coronavirus is the best thing that ever happened to you. Now you can just stay in the house. No one's going to say anything. But no, she's all right. She's staying inside, making sure that she is away from any possible disease. My dad has to go out and about because he works for the U.S. Postal Service, and he's being really careful with the masks and things like that. But yeah, New York's one of those places now. I mean, there's always people in New York. It can be any time of the day, 1, 2, 3 a.m. There's people walking the streets, and it's completely I am legend, if you will, right now. I mean, there's nobody on the road. So odd photos coming out. It's certainly a time here over the next, you would guess, 1 to, as Cuomo said, 9-10 months, yeah. Who knows, where this is going to be something that we remember forever. Makes me question, again, from a sports standpoint, because I'm so intertwined in this thing, is it's like, when are sports really going to kick back up again? And it's made me even question the NFL. I know it's a long time away. It's September, but are we going to be in a place where the year can have its training camp and workouts? I think off-season workouts, at least I anticipate them to be canceled, but will everything be okay for the Chiefs season to start? And it's incredible that we're talking about that type of timetable.
See, we went very separate directions with that. So you took that and you thought, how are you going to make this, or how is this going to affect your job and like NFL and sports? Sure. I heard everything you just said and thought all of this is an opportunity now for us to get Mama Sween on this show. Like, we could have a COVID correspondent, our East Coast COVID correspondent, Mama Sween.
Yeah, I certainly think that that's a possibility. I also think it's the last thing I need. So we're going to take that, we'll think about it, and we'll throw it in the tank, and we'll figure out the best course of action on that.
She's about to call you. I just know that she right now is getting ready to call you immediately, just so you know that.
Well, she has my number.
have her people call your people. I like that.
That's right.
Like we said, we did talk to Mayor Quentin Lucas on Friday, and he did have a little bit of some concerning news when we chatted about testing. When it comes to testing for coronavirus, I asked him, you know, is it something that, you know, is it readily available in the metro? Do we know where to go and get it? Well, the testing has started, but it's still not where it needs to be. And there were some updates on that this past Saturday.
The biggest problem we have right now is that we're at capacity. You know, so we don't have the capacity at this point to do as many tests as we would like to do. We want to do more.
An issue Dr. Joseph LeMaster says they are looking into, including possibly using old facilities for lab testings.
As you've probably heard, there are people who are waiting for their results, right? So the real bottleneck is the capacity of the labs to be able to run the tests.
At this time, LeMaster says with limited resources, their focus is mainly on testing first responders and those with critical medical conditions.
So, Pete, I think you're right. The best case in this situation is to just keep following all those trusted sources, your local news coverage. I don't know the best answer as to where to go get those tests, and I wish I could tell you more. And I think that this is a good example of what I'm not seeing so much on, like, social media or anything like that. If you don't know something about, like, corona, maybe just don't talk about it. Like, maybe this is just not the time to speculate blindly, because there's so every wannabe woke warrior on the internet thinks that they know everything about viral diseases, right, and viral loads. While you think you know a thing or two about a couple loads, this is not that same kind of thing. So if you don't know, just let it go and wait for somebody else who does to give the right answers. That's going to be my suggestion.
being a Dos Equis guy, I'm not going to go and talk about Corona like I know it. I know everything about Dos Equis. I can't stop making beer jokes about that. I just can't.
I'm a Tecate.
I can't help myself.
I'm a Tecate guy. What can I say?
I can't help myself. But no, in all seriousness, the testing, it's been the biggest issue for me here and probably from the beginning of all this, and not being able to truly identify who has it and who doesn't. I mean, because if that was readily available and you were good and people were prepared for that, I mean, you could tell the people who had it, hey, stay in your house for three weeks. It's just gotten to a point where now so many people have it and tests are so unready that everybody has to. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's been so odd about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was trying to stretch this out as long as I could go, but you know we got to go national, right? You know now we got to go national. Are you ready? Are you ready just to get this out of the way?
You mean me and you? Is it me and you? Like, is it going to be the United States morning show? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Although, if this thing works out, maybe we could get, like, hey, let's get some local ratings first, and then we'll talk about blowing this thing up national.
It is crunch time for so many Americans, but there is still no deal in the nation's capital to help those who are struggling in this severe health crisis and the economic fallout it has caused. Today, the number of confirmed cases in this country, top 30,000. That is now the third highest in the world. At least 400 have died. The president again addressed the growing crisis from the White House.
We're working urgently with Congress on legislation to support the millions of workers, small businesses, and industries who have been hit hard by the virus through no fault of their own. Our goal is to get relief to Americans as quickly as possible so that families can get by and small businesses can keep workers on the payroll. This will help our economy, and you will see our economy skyrocket once this is over. I think it's going to skyrocket.
All right, so that was the first part. You're like, okay, you know, I can get behind that. Okay, I see you, 45. There you go. You know, oh, Captain, my Captain, all that good stuff. And then, like you said, Pete, he just can't help himself.
Look, I respect everybody, but I feel I have an incredible team, and I think we're doing an incredible job. When you look at the job we're doing, and all you have to do is look at the approval numbers on the job we're doing, I think we're doing an incredible job. So I don't want to disturb them, bother them. I don't think.
The question was asked, Mr. President, do you think that in times of crisis, you've seen other presidents, they reach out to former presidents, you know, like during Ebola and during Katrina, you know, Bush reached out to Clinton and Obama reached out to Bush and Clinton and Carter and all these things. So that was the question. Mr. President, would you reach out if it can save even, you know, one life? Would you reach out and talk to any of your predecessors, of which the president said, and again, he can't help himself, he said this.
I'm going to learn much. And, you know, I guess you could say that there's probably a natural inclination not to call. Now, if I felt that if I called, I'd learn something and that would save one life. It would save one life. Okay? I would make the call in 2 minutes, but I don't see that happening.
Come on, man. Come on, man. And then did you see what he also threw some shade on Romney? Did you hear that yesterday? Because they were talking about.
I did.
They were talking about the, you know, some of these congressmen and congresswomen now are not only just self-quarantining, they're actually coming down with the virus.
They pretty much hit me like a ton of bricks. A splitting headache and then pretty intensive fever and a cough. Now, luckily, I have not had an issue breathing. So I've never had a scary moment, but obviously a very, very unpleasant with headaches, with coughing, and with a pretty intense fever, all coming at the same time, it seemed.
And that was Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida. So, yeah, it's serious, man. He's making jokes about Romney because Romney's got he's quarantining, and he said something like, oh, he's got it. That's just too bad. That's the problem is that he takes two steps forward just to like do a triple jump back, and here we are still trying to figure out what the hell we're supposed to do.
All right, lot to take in there. Here's what I'd say.
Break it down, Pete.
I actually have a bigger problem with the first audio than the second audio.
Okay.
So I just don't know if right now is the time to necessarily say the economy is going to be skyrocketing when there are so many folks out there that are going to be struggling to pay April rent. Like, get through the first two before you say, okay, we are going to get through hoop number four. And I understand he's trying to instill confidence among the people, but it's it's to a certain point where you have to be real. Like, yeah, this is a real problem. We got to figure out how people can pay April rent. Maybe he should be talking to the landlords and saying, let's try to help out each other and, you know, and do what he can. I don't necessarily mind the Trump, like, if you want to call it shade or whatnot, that saying he's not going to call other presidents. Like, he has a team of health experts. I don't know, like, say you have a mechanic shop or, you know, you're a car shop.
Ooh, an analogy. Ooh, give me an analogy, Pete.
And dad, and it's in the family, and dad passed it along. Like, if you own the shop and they bring in a weird car, you don't want to be calling dad every other day and say, hey, dad, how do I fix this car? No, I mean, it's your shop now. And he shouldn't be doing the thing with Romney and saying, you know, sarcastically saying it's too bad. I think the most egregious audio that we played or referred to was the fact of just the false hope right now. It's like, dude, now is not the time to be defensive. Now is the time not to be bragging about the economy where all of your gains, and not to say this is necessarily your fault, they went down the tube. It's instilling confidence that you're going to get through step one, being real to that point. And that's the thing that I think we appreciated a little bit more about former presidents, is just it felt a little bit more authentic than it gets to a point with, I think, Trump, where you're saying, is this shtick? Or is this like something that we should be considering real, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's when he makes that comment about Romney, where he's like, oh, Romney's in isolation. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. And the reporter has to say, is my sensing a little sarcasm? It's just, now is not the time to necessarily be what you would call on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. And I think, like I said, I think that's the biggest disconnect with Trump, is he never lost campaign Trump, where other presidents leave that behind when they win the presidency.
To go back to your analogy, are you suggesting that Trump call Obama daddy? Is that what you're suggesting? Because I'm not opposed to that.
I just don't have a huge problem with him, for a guy who's no longer there, no longer has the experts around him, saying, you know, what would you do? Because he isn't as informed about the situation. Like, would people when Obama was president, would they be like, yo, hey, sir, did you call W? Mm-hmm. No, nobody would be saying that. So, like, I don't hate him on for that, but I don't like the false confidence, and I don't like the defensiveness.
Well, if you are looking for some leadership, or you're just trying to find, you know, if you're walking around right now, lost, confused, trying to figure out what this thing is, because you know this is all you've been hearing about. Maybe you're in your head. Maybe you sneezed one time, and now you think that you've got the corona. You know what, Siri has decided that she's going to help you out. If you can't get it at the top, if it's not going to come from the White House, then the info is going to come from your phone.
If you're worried you might have coronavirus, a few yes or no questions can help you understand your situation. Ready to begin? Okay. Do you have any of the following? Fever, dry cough, or shortness of breath? Have you been in close contact with someone who tested positive for coronavirus? Wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds. And avoid close contact with people outside your household. For more information, visit the CDC's website.
There you go. Siri's got us. See, don't, Pete, we got nothing to worry about. If Siri's got our back, then we are fine. I talk to her more than anybody anyway.
Yeah, I have Siri call me the king. So she goes, the king, are you okay?
Oh.
You know how you can tell Siri what to call you?
I'm familiar with it. Yeah, I'm familiar.
What does she call you?
Daddy. To go back to your analogy, she calls me daddy.
Yeah.
No, actually, she calls me H-Love. They call me that in high school.
I like that, too. Yeah. Yeah, I like that you can customize Siri. I wish you could change the voice a little bit, beggars are not going to be choosers.
That's true. I had a fictional band. You remember when Rock Band was hot back in high school? Yeah, Garage Band, yeah, Rock Band.
That was college for me.
Oh, well, but you're dating yourself again. My band was called H Love and the Band. I was H Love and my guys were the band. We did an amazing cover of Dead or Alive, by the way. That and Tom Sawyer, we were crushed. Anyway, but that's besides that was a different age, a different pre-corona era. Let's do a nice feel-good story, huh? Out of New York, you guys are doing the best you can, you native New Yorkers, you and your New York friends, Pete. Well, it's just like something out of Corona, Romeo and Juliet. You know, essential businesses are the only ones that are still really up and running. weddings, funerals, those things are no longer considered essential right now. So people are taking to the streets. They are professing their love.
Do you, Amanda Wheeler, solemnly declare that you take Riley Jennings to be your spouse?
I do!
That you take Amanda Wheeler to be your spouse.
All right, I'm done with that. Love is dead. But hey, good for them. Whatever, it's fine. They got married. Yay! I'm not. Listen, it's still too raw for me to be doing marriage stories. But I thought that was nice. And we will wrap it up with. Let's wrap it up with this, Pete. Did you see over the weekend? Did you hear over the weekend the sad news?
Time to leave me, Lucy.
R.I.P. to the gambler, Kenny Rogers, a music career that spanned six decades. He died Friday night, natural causes, at the age of 81.
You've never let me die.
Today I lost one of my closest friends. So much laughter, so many adventures to remember. My heart is broken. That's from Lionel Richie. Dolly Parton, you know, she was part of Islands in the Stream. What a banger. There it is. I was waiting for it. She said, "You never know how much you love someone until they're gone." She wrote that on Twitter. I've had so many wonderful years and wonderful times with my friend Kenny, but above all the music, all the success, I loved him as a wonderful man and a true friend. He had 24 number one hits through his career, sold more than 50 million albums, and that's just in the U.S. alone. So R.I.P., Kenny Rogers. Holding them, folding them, R.I.P. A follow-up, and then we'll be done real quick, to Mom and Dad. And by Mom and Dad, I mean, you know, obviously Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks. They were the first folks that basically were the whistleblowers in this country for the coronavirus. When Tom Hanks got corona, it got serious. Well, Rita is doing the best she can as she now tries to rally and recover. And she's got a free time just like all of us do. And she's passing the time by doing a little rapping. Man, she's been taking your lead, Pete, the Freestyle Fridays. And she likes to do some Naughty by Nature covers.
You said, "I know you, Mr. OPP man, the OPP man, one only see me man. You should have known that when I hit it a step, that I was weirded a bit, not to consider the ref. Heck, and disrespect ain't the way, and that the family today, hip hop, hooray. Ho, hey, ho, hey, ho."
Oh, man. White folks, y'all getting stir crazy. It's okay. We'll be all right.
I like that. And I like the energy, and it is something we need to hear a little bit more of. And I think this is going to be an opportunity for a lot of creative people to be inside. And I am wondering what type of music and ideas that people across America are going to have. You're already starting to see some of your friends and family with kids make forts inside.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
One of my friends yesterday was brewing his own beer, hoping that a month from now he'll be able to drink his own beer out of the house. It's how are people going to fill that void that you otherwise would have had by doing things outside? And I think that extends to celebrities and alike.
Did you look at the show sheet again? Do you know what we're about to be doing?
What?
Oh, okay. Well, hold that thought. Hold that. Everything you just said, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to take a sweep because I have some ideas myself, my friend.
Show.
So I was trying to find a way to get to this, because you know me, I'm always trying to find an angle, trying to find a nice hustle opportunity, if you will. And you were just mentioning it, man. Like what are people doing to be clever, to be creative, ways to stay afloat, or just try to find ways to stay busy during Corona? I was watching a little Always Sunny in Philadelphia this weekend. Got to the episode about the kitten mittens.
Hello, Charlie Kelly here, local business owner and cat enthusiast. Is your cat making too much noise all the time? Think there's no answer? You're so stupid. There is. Kitten mittens. Finally, there's an elegant, comfortable mitten for cats.
Charlie had a brilliant idea. He made mittens for his cats. All right, that is a pet rock kind of idea. What's our pet rock gonna be, Pete? Like, what can we do? What can we find a way to exploit post-corona that's gonna shoot us to the top?
I kicked off my relearning of Spanish this weekend on the app Duolingo. So,
oh, you doing a little Duolingo? How's that going?
Yeah, that. I mean, at this point, Espanol is fácil, baby.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Well, like, listen, we've got, so you've got, so you're learning a different language, so now we can spread our hustle internationally. I like that, by the way. Well done, Pete.
See,
that's a big picture move right there. Jay Rieger's doing hand sanitizer. I saw a lot of other booze places, or they've got some creative things they can do. We have a podcast, and I saw a lot of people are releasing, like, paid content, which there's a place for that. I wish we could get to that point, but I also don't love doing that. I like just having the idea of you being able to listen to something when you want to listen to it. So we have to find a way to find our niche, man. We have to work within the system and put something together.
I've noticed a lot of people on social media right now are doing shups. It seems like there was a push-up challenge.
Oh my God.
That has been.
I forgot that you're in this abbreviated phase right now.
What do you
I
mean?
Always keep forgetting about.
No. A phase. I don't know. I've been abbreviating for 10 years now. It's
so a push-up challenge. No, that's, see, again, that's too much work though. Pete, you have to remember who we are. We want to get the most amount of success doing the least amount of work, which
we could use. We could use some shifts, you and I. I mean, I've seen our bodies.
Well, everyone's seen my body, Pete. I've been posting thirst traps for the last month and a half now, so everybody's seen mine.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should just speaking for myself.
Do we do like a delivery service? Maybe we could do like we have to let's use the talents we got. We both are talkers. We both know how to edit things. Can we do like a Telegram? Is that still a thing? Can we do like you know what, like carolers, Christmas carolers? Can we do like a KC morning show a cappella troupe? I don't know. I'm trying to find ways for us to make a little dough, man.
That sounds good. That sounds like something I would be interested in. I do have a beautiful voice. I always felt like if I were to be on The Voice, I would get 3 out of 4 of the chairs to turn around. So I'd be happy to help you out.
Wow, and he's so humble, too. He's so humble. Okay, so here's what I want you to do, because you are going to be quarantining from home, as will all of us for the foreseeable future. This time next Monday, I need a business plan ready to go. I need a call to action. I need logos. I need everything you got, and we're going to put together a plan for next Monday.
I'll do my best. This podcast wasn't enough, so I'll come up with a whole nother plan for you.
Yeah, I need you to do, much like we do now, I need you to do all the work, and I'm going to put my name on it.
Right now, things have actually turned with coronavirus. I mean, I was doing quite a bit of the work before, but now we'll have no video. As of now, we have no video. We have barely any sports. There are no events, so you've kind of taking the lead on a lot.
Finally.
Of stuff, so good on you.
Finally, Pete, my kind of show prep. It's about time. My time has come.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Welcome into sports. I've actually been able to prepare some stuff for you, even though there aren't any live
Let's
games.
Let's go.
Going
there
on.
We go, Pete. My man. Doing a little extra work, huh?
Chiefs are finally on the board in free agency on Friday. Both players are ex-New York Giants, cornerback Antonio Hamilton and offensive lineman Mike Remmers join the Chiefs. So Hamilton profiles as a special teams guy with upside potentially at cornerback, while Remmers, he is a depth offensive lineman. He'll have a chance to maybe work his way in the lineup, but probably profiles as a depth, so some minor moves. Hamilton noted, and you'll love this, he took less money because he wanted to play with the Super Bowl champion. So good on him. Over the weekend, safety Jordan Lucas, another role player for the Chiefs, he joined the Chicago Bears. In other sports news, CBS aired the national championship game on Sunday.
No. Rebound, Arthur. Kansas can taste it. They come back from 9 down in regulation. A Kansas comeback for the history books. Rock Chalk Championship. Kansas takes the title.
Can I just say how much I loved Bill Self's tweets during this rewatch? It was amazing. And like the subtle shade every so often. Mwah. I loved it. Chef kisses. I loved it.
Yeah, we were not talking about this year's championship game as NCAA was canceled. It was the one from 2008 where Kansas defeats Memphis. And Bill Self, as you mentioned, Hartzell, he came out of Twitter retirement to live tweet along. And I just think this is one of the things that people are going to be doing now with sports canceled for really the indefinite future. It's rewatching the good times. Like, you're not going to watch these bum games in the middle of like a Royals game that's in the middle of the summer. People are probably going to tune into things like Kansas Memphis. People are eventually going to tune in, I'm sure, tap into the Royals run
for two years.
And even though it was recent, the Chiefs run. But you're right, Bill Self coming on, and he said at the end, what a game, what a team, what a group of individuals. They spoiled us. What a privilege to be their coach. Joe Curtis, Danny Ronnie, Mike Lee, what a staff. Thanks for giving me the ride of my life. Love you all. That got a lot of likes. And then he said, I hope this provided a little entertainment during these times. Stay safe and healthy. So it's a unique time. It is certainly a period of life I think we're all never going to forget. And it's because of these opportunities and moments that you wouldn't otherwise have. So Bill Self, live tweeting, something he doesn't like to do, and that we all know, the national championship game replay on Sunday. Some weird sports headlines for you. Brian Hoyer picked to sign with the Patriots because they are going to have a QB battle. So he picked the Patriots because he thinks there'll be an opportunity to start. We haven't said that in two decades.
That's what a weird sentence you just said, man. Oh, wow. Brian Hoyer, starting quarterback for the Patriots. What is 2020?
There's going to be a battle in New England for the quarterback job, which is why he selected that team. That's weird to say. You're speaking about weird times. That's a very weird thing to say as a sports fan. And then last night, last thing here, you started to see teams, or I guess teams and countries starting to pull out of the 2020 Tokyo Games. Essentially, there has been some, I guess, delay, you would call it, by the Olympic Committee to postpone to 2021 with everything that's going on. So now countries are taking matters into their own hands. I saw Canada and Australia pulled out or said they won't be coming before I went to bed. So this countries start to pull out. They're going to have to push it. I imagine this will be one of those domino things like we saw with the NCAA tournament where you eventually get the Olympics next year instead of this year in 2021.
Pete? Is that it for sports?
That's it.
That is it for sports. Well, I was going to ask you for a preview of things to come the next couple days, but there's only one thing that should be on your mind. You have it written down, Pete, so why don't you tell these people what's going on the next couple days or what they should be doing the next couple days.
Yeah, usually we have an event preview of things going on in Kansas City. This segment is canceled for a while. I don't know when it's going to resume, but the whole push right now is for you to make the most of your home.
Stay home!
You are able, and this is worth noting too, and it is a general push to stay home if you can. You are able to walk outside for exercise as long as you keep 6 feet of difference, or 6 feet of distance, I should say, between the next person. So you don't have to necessarily always be cooped up. You can go outside. It's just a push. There's no group activities. Any sign of group activities is out and limited. I mean, if you want to go for a walk or a run during the day, that's you know, you're able to do that. That's almost encouraged, but at the same time, mostly home. And, you know, here's your opportunity to spend time with family, catch up on your Spanish, and Hartzell can draw up new ways to take photos in front of the mirror when the saw.
Yep, I've been doing that. Listen, if you thought that those curls for the girls were going to stop during quarantine, oh, no. I got a whole different thing coming for you. Oh, no. That these show weights aren't going to, they're not going to lift themselves. Oh, no.
Yeah, the shades, yeah.
Do a couple shups, am I right? Up top.
Hey.
All right, Pete, give me a lever, man. Give me a letter.
W.
Ooh, okay, let me think about this one. W. Peter. Peter W. Sween. The W stands for... we'll see how this plays out.
The KC Morning
My name's
Show.
Hartzell, that's Pete. We'll see you in the morning. Say bye, Pete.
Goodbye.